This is Dr. Oliveros dictating on the 9th of October of the year 2023. The first patient is David Hargrave. The last name is H-A-R like in Roger, G like in Golf, R like in Roger, E like in Echo, A, V like in Victor, E, David. This is the clinical case of a 62-year-old male that had a kidney transplant, cadaver related, in 2011 at the University of Tennessee, period. The patient has been immunosuppressed with cyclosporine 125 milligrams POBID. The administration of Cellcept, ...750 milligrams two times a day, and prednisone 5 milligrams every day. The patient had a blood pressure log in which the diastolic is always between 75 up to 85, and the systolic blood pressure is the highest is in 160, most of the time is 138. The serum creatinine is reported at 1.6. And microalbumin creatinine ratio is 896. The protein creatinine ratio is up to 1358. The cyclosporine level was 158. Period. The BK virus was positive in the urine. Quantification will be ordered. Period. In view of the above laboratory workup, but we have to bring the blood pressure to a better control, and I am going to advocate the use of amlodipine in combination with benazepril. Period. The patient was instructed to check the blood pressure at least during the first week taking this medication in order to make sure that there is no hypotension. If the systolic is below 110, he's supposed to stop the medication, skip that day, and continue monitoring and let me know, period. The other concern is that the presence of proteinuria could be associated to chronic allograft nephropathy, that could be associated to hypertension. Period. The patient has a cyclosporine level that is on this high side since the patient is 12 years out of the kidney transplant. Period. This patient will be monitored very closely for the proteinuria. And the BK virus, period, he's going to have evaluation at Tampa General Kidney Transplant Department on October the 18th. Number two, arterial hypertension as above, following number. The patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Following number, the patient is overweight. In regards to overweight, he was advised to get into the Weight Watchers application and identify the type of food that he should be following. Following number, the patient has a history of gout, however, it has been dormant. The serum uric acid is 5.2. We spent uh, 15 minutes going into the laboratory workup. There was a discrepancy in the laboratory workup at the primary care physician and myself. There were 2 days apart. My lab showed that the hemoglobin was 8.8, and he doesn't look like that anemic. The primary's hemoglobin was 13.3. Period. The patient will go tomorrow to the lab for the kidney transplant team evaluation. We will follow that. In the face-to-face, we spend 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 8 minutes. Revaluation in 2 months with lab.